This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Time to turn our minds to a big name artist who is currently touring Australia, and we're going to have a little chat with her very, very soon. But in the meantime, I thought we would limber you up with a nice little track from her. I guess it's her latest CD in Australia. Interesting, though, it was released in the US almost a couple of years ago. But let's have a listen now to Do It Again from the one and only Melissa Etheridge.
Watch your fire, I got a little bit burned. Hold on tight, cause I never did learn. Tried to warn me about. I jumped into your ocean knowing I could never get out. Oh, baby, it hurts. Hurts to be in love. Oh, baby, it hurts. But I do it just because I walk straight through your mountain. Crawl right under your sea. Worse. I hope I'm holding out for something good. Cause we're that combination. Yeah, we're the kind that could. Oh, baby, it hurts. Hurts to be in love. Oh, baby, it hurts. But I do it just because.
She's going to do it again. She's going to do it with us here on Women on Waves today. So let's hook up with Melissa Etheridge, and we'll have a quick chat about the current tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you should feel at home, but I'd like to say how pleased I am to have the opportunity to talk to you on what number tour is this of Australia for you?
Oh, I think this is about the
I've been down here before many times. I think it's about the fourth or fifth time I've been here.
Yeah, so you're pretty used to us Aussies by now.
Yeah.
And you're currently in the middle of your two Sydney concerts.
Yes. Oh, I had a great time last night. Aussies just love their rock and roll, and they just love to have a good time, and we just had a great time last night.
And I believe after that, can I say that you'll be actually featuring the This Is Me CD, which has only just been released here.
Yes, I know. It came out about a year and a half ago in the States. Yes, but I was so glad that I was able to, that Sony agreed to distribute it down here, and we got this small tour in order and just have really been enjoying it.
Well, I certainly have a lot of listeners that have enjoyed your music over the years, and we have something else in common, actually, because we both came out in the same year.
Oh, that was a good year, wasn't it? It wasn't easy back then, but we did it.
We did it indeed. Okay, so the rest of the tour, let me see, you head up to Blues Fest.
Yes, in Brisbane. I have a show in Brisbane, yes. Blues Fest is Saturday or Sunday, I forget which day.
Well, the Brisbane show's Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're coming to Melbourne.
Yes!
You've got a great fan base here, I've got to say. So we're looking for a packed-out theatre at the Palais.
Yes, oh, I enjoy Melbourne so very much. It's just a real special city.
And that's happening next Wednesday, which is the 30th of March.
Yes.
And then you've got a quick one in Perth.
Yeah. All the way out to the western side.
And I believe that you're then heading back to the States to do another recording.
Yes, I've been working in Memphis, and I've been putting together the next album, which will be a sort of a tribute to Stax Records, going back to rock and roll roots and really enjoying some of these amazing, like Otis Redding and Sam and Dave, and reimagining those songs and just having a great time.
And then the cruise coming up later, you'll be reimagining some of those songs too, I guess.
Yes, I will. October, you can cruise with Melissa Etheridge on the high seas.
We got to take a break for some messages, but will we be right back and chat some more with the wonderful Melissa Etheridge.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
This is me, Melissa Etheridge. You're listening to Women on Waves with Anita on Joy 94.9.
And that's where you are, and we're chatting away here to Melissa Etheridge. We've kind of talked a little bit about the tour. So I'm going to open it up to some more general information and questions that were burning questions for me to put to her.
Burning questions.
Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to focus on about the tour?
Oh, the one down here? No, just been having a great time. It's great, hope everybody comes out and enjoys the live music, because that's what we do.
Yeah. I'm not sure they will turn out in droves, because I often get requests to play any of your new music, and I've been fascinated with some of the tracks on the new CD.
Oh, sweet.
New to us, anyway. I particularly like the wedding song, Who Are You Waiting For? Which you apparently sang to Linda when you got married. You must have been one of the first to take advantage of the rulings in America.
Yes. It was funny. I hadn't ever been married. I hadn't, ever. I think there was a month there that we could get married in California before they took it away from us.
Yes.
And I did not do that then, but I really wanted to wait until it was sort of that Supreme Court, that decision that was just unanimous, that it was across the board that this is a human right and let's move past this, and so it felt so wonderful to be able to then move right into our wedding and have that after that ruling.
Well, we're trying to get there still, you've probably heard.
Yeah, I know. It will happen. It's really a call to the gay community, to the gays and lesbians, to be out, to be. People need to know that they know somebody. They need to say, oh, well, gay's not so bad. Those neighbors down the street, they're helpful. That person I work with, my my cousin, my whoever you are, you affect what other people think, and that's the way that we change these rules is through by changing hearts and minds.
Yeah, and you're certainly an advocate from our side of the pond. Anyway, we put you up on a pedestal.
Well, I'm a human being like everyone. Yet, you know, I take that responsibility and that honor very close to my heart.
I'm also interested in some of the collaborations that played a part in this 13th studio album.
It was a great experience. The collaborations were totally new for me. I used to when I was on Island Records, when I was on a bigger record company, I would get a budget and I would go in and I would write the songs and then just record them in one studio with one producer and just sort of make it that way. And this was a whole new approach. This was an independent album where I would go into other people's playground or their sandbox, their studio, and create from the ground up. And the musical collaborations really. It was like someone was letting me, here, come drive this fancy car now and see what you can do with it. It's like, oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I had such a great time.
And are you going to be independently producing from now on? Or?
Yes. This album that I'm making with Stax Records is a one-off album with a legitimate record company, but it's a lovely small. It's Concord Records, and it's just I'm still independent as I'm making my choices album by album.
Well, so many of our artists that we play on Women on Waves, of course, have taken the independent route, and they just rave about it. The amount of control that they actually have.
Oh yes, it's amazing to be in charge of all of this, from not only the artistically but business wise. And of course I have no one else to blame now. That's the other part of it. But it's lovely to take the responsibility and the satisfaction of knowing that I did it all.
Yeah, and we should congratulate you too on all the awards that you've managed to lumber in over all of the years. Like, for instance, Best Original Song Academy Award.
Oh, yeah,
that must have been amazing.
That was an awesome experience to be invited to that party. Your music is such a small part of that. That wonderful. Award thing, and it's great to have an Oscar. That was a real pleasure.
And Songwriter of the Year, the ASCAP Songwriter of the Year back in 96, was it?
Yeah, there's been so many good awards and accolades from my peers and in the business that just feels like I'm on the right track.
A couple of Grammys.
Yeah.
I was asked to ask you, when you're going to collect a Tony Award?
Working on that, actually, with my wife, Linda. Linda's a writer, producer, and she did Nurse Jackie, and she's working with HBO right now. And so in our spare time, when we're not doing our first careers, and I'm not making albums and she's not doing television, we actually are working on a Broadway show, and we just... we're still a couple years away from it, but it is right there on our minds, and I would love to give a Tony a run. I would love to be able to try for that.
And thanks for letting us in on that exclusive then for your Australian listeners. Okay, I think what we need to do now is hear another track from the album, This Is Me, and let me see. Let's have a listen to one that looks like being lined up as a hit single from the album called Take My Number. So here she is now. Take it away, Melissa.
Do you mind if I sit down next to you? Yeah, I remember you from school. You seem to have a good heart. Way back then, you were gonna make it big. But it's divorce now with a couple kids that brings you back to these parts. Well, everybody stumbles, everybody hits the ground. No use running scared when those changes come around. 'Cause you don't know what might be waiting for you to
Sit down next to you. Well, I remember you from school. You seem to have a real good heart. Oh, you really shouldn't drive. You've had too much to drink. You should be alone where all you're gonna do is think. Take my number, or I can take you. The diner always open, just around the block. Take my number, or I can take you home. Take my number, and I can take you home.
Can I just thank you for making time to be on my program? We've been playing you for years, and we'll continue to do so very, very happily.
My pleasure. Oh, thank you so much. Love what you do, and I appreciate it.
And we appreciate it so much that we're going to give you the treat of wrapping it up with Who Are You Waiting For? This is the song that she sang to Linda when they got married.
It's a Melissa sandwich.
Awesome.
Did not fall. When you found me, I was face down, my confidence small. Pushed off the merry-go-round, wishes and horses and all the king's men could not put my heart back together again. I'm through with love. Isn't it clear, my friend? You said, who are you waiting for? You said, who are you waiting for? Broken. The years that I lost, stuck in my skin, and the scars, the least of the cost. It's obvious now that I'm damaged goods, can't seem to find love, don't know if I could.
You said you are not wrong, just misunderstood. You said, who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? Now, touch me, my dear. Feel the surprise. Give me your hand. Open your eyes. Waiting for. Known there in your smile. I don't have to go this alone. Here I am, come to me now. Let's tell all the world I found you and how I've been waiting for. Yes, who are you waiting for?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.